With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh my God, it's Tuesday. And I just found out who's playing at Winterland. 7 o'clock this morning. I'll let you know.
You got to.
It's good.
You got to bring that up.
Yeah.
And then you're going to hang me out.
Well, we know better than to tell you. Don't worry, it's not on there.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
It's not the Jonas
Brothers. Yeah!
Will you stop it? It's not the Jonas Brothers.
Not that I'm, you know, I take that back. Of course I want to see the Jonas Brothers. Right?
Yeah, it's not the Jonas Brothers.
Okay.
Yeah.
You sure?
Uh-huh.
It's right there.
It's not the Jonas Brothers. I promise.
Santana.
Okay, I made a mistake. I've made a mistake.
What did you do?
I said we're making the announcement at 7 o'clock.
Oh, so now he's going to guess.
Now he's guessing and guessing.
You like it?
I do like it.
All right.
I have to say I actually really like it.
Really like
both
it?
Both acts. I'm like, I am 100% in.
Yeah.
I want to see that. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. I'm super excited about it. It's going to be, listen, it's going to sell out fast.
Mm-hmm.
This is, well, I'll tell you all the info about tickets, but damn, I'm thinking to myself, like, I got to put my request in right now.
15 pair.
Yeah.
For me.
15 pair for me, too.
Right.
Thanks.
We need a whole section.
I'll let you talk directly to Michael.
Great. Perfect.
Oh, okay.
Well, listen, we're going to, you know, we'll do our best to sell the thing.
I like talking to him.
He should do his best to give us all the tickets we want.
Right.
So it sounds like a fair trade.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Well, today's colonoscopy prep day. So if my desk in the other room looks a little like the desk in that room...
Oh, all kinds of weird little items to snack on.
I've got broth.
Oh,
I've got apple juice.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I've got water.
Liquid lunch.
And I've got coffee.
Mm.
So as I'm pulling those
all sound highly digestible.
And I'm putting them on the desk. I'm like, I feel like Hooman right now with all this nonsense
all
in the other room. I'm just like, Jesus.
Him and his like apple cider vinegar.
Oh, man. He brings it to work like...
Like what?
Can't you do that at home?
I can't. My gallbladder's bothering me.
You're moving in. It's like you move in here. Clunk, 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 yeah. Clunk.
You know, people need their comfort items, man.
Clunk.
He's going to sit in that seat all day. He wants his things around him.
Right. Well, anyway.
Did you pick up your stuff from the drugstore last night?
I did. I picked
so
up.
What,
so
you
I
get?
Took my kid to her piano. She's doing good.
Good.
Aww.
I'm glad.
She's doing really good.
It's
and
great.
The piano
music
teacher's
is
like,
a joy.
Yes.
You're doing great, honey. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. I mean, I sit in the van, but then when I come in to collect her, I catch the very end of it.
Is it just a half hour lesson?
It's 30 minutes right now. I really think you need an hour, but kids.
30 minutes is good for a kid.
Span,
yeah,
right?
it's good, you know, and as long as she's practicing at home, you know, the stuff that they worked on in the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, listen, the great joy of life. I don't need to tell the people in this room. Music is... To have some kind of knowledge of it and to be able to sit at a piano or pick up a guitar or even to be able to sing is just, it's a freaking joy.
It's amazing.
It's just not something that it's, my life would be a void without it.
Right. Well, I agree. I think it's the best art form by far.
Well, it's you. It's just, you make it.
Oh, well, I mean, in listening to it, all of the everything about music
it's very personal.
Is beautiful and I love it. But so right now, she's into the worst music in the whole wide world.
Well, Justin Bieber, you know,
no, it's not even that. It's the Descendants have now taken it. Oh. She can sing all the words to these songs now too. Wow. Like we've crossed in something between 4.5 and 6.
Yeah.
She's like picking up things that I didn't even notice that she picked up.
Hmm.
And I'm with her every day, but she's like, now I'm seeing she remembers the words to every song. Starts singing them and I'm going, oh my God, she knows the words. But she's doing The Descendants.
So
movies,
what are those songs?
They're just, I don't know. They're Same you'd way. Like it.
Probably.
It's nonsense you'd like. It's like, you know, it's a show and then she breaks into song and then they dance.
Oh.
And it's a whole group of them, you know,
sounds
do a dance
fantastic.
Scene. It's really not enjoyable at all.
Is there dancing involved?
Lots of dancing.
And she knows the steps and stuff?
Some. But
that's good.
So,
maybe
yeah,
she'll be a little drama girl.
You know, like
she'll
last night.
A band geek.
She's following me around the house as I'm doing things. And we're talking.
Your shadow.
And I walk into this little office room that I have. And on the desk is Guitar World magazine. I'm not sure which one, but it's got Jeff Beck on the cover.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, she's trying to read everything now too. She can read. And so she says the word and I go, no, that's Beck. Jeff Beck. He's one of the best guitar players of all time. And when you've gotten out of this phase you're currently in, I'll introduce you to him in a way that you will find very meaningful. He's incredible.
Right.
And she goes, okay. And then I mean, you'd think she'd go, hey, that's an insult. She didn't try to defend her music. She's like, okay, that's fine.
Well,
all right, Dad.
If Dad said so, it's it's totally true.
Right.
Hey, Brent, see if you can find any of the Descendants songs might
sing. I want to hear like a Descendants song. That sounds fun.
Does she ask the lady to play it?
She's now working that Google Home Hub for videos of everything.
Oh, wow.
There's a part 1, 2, and 3.
I don't. Soundtrack? There's 3 movies.
Which one is she?
They're all of them, and I don't know the difference between any of them. And you don't need to do this. This is not.
No. This is.
We need to hear what Isla's singing.
I've heard of the Descendants. A lot of kids showed up in costumes for the Descendants at Halloween, but I have never heard a Descendant song.
I believe the lead.
For it to be this big, I want to hear it.
Descendant is Maleficent's kid.
Oh, right, because they're all the descendants of like villains.
Right.
Only villains?
And who's the queen in Snow White?
Oh. Just the evil stepmother. Does she have a name?
No. She's not the stepmother. She's the queen. Wait. Yes. Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, Sleeping Beauty? Queen in
the
that?
Fairest of them all, the mirror.
That's Snow White, okay. And I think she's just the evil stepmother.
Queen of Mean?
I don't know, but
I
she's
I don't know
in
what
it.
Her name is.
And the lady, the Dalmatians, the evil Dalmatians.
Cruella's
in it. And one other one.
What about Ursula?
I think it's the bad guy. No, they're on land.
That's too bad.
The bad guy from Aladdin, I believe, is also
Jafar.
Jafar. Does this sound familiar?
Do they sing at all?
They sing. One of the scenes was a girl with the purple hair. That's Maleficent's kid. She's like singing, and then this boy jumps out of the water. And it's Beauty and the Beast's kid. They have a kid.
Oh. Belle and
the prince, who's not a beast anymore. Right. I didn't know that.
King Adam?
Okay.
King Adam and Queen Belle.
Anyway, I didn't mean to
do
this.
You do break into
us.
Song here with the mirror on the wall thing. I just...
This is what the kids like. Boy, this electronic music, man, it sucks.
It does. You're right. Okay, we're good.
I don't know. It feels like a dance party at 5:55 in the morning.
So funny.
Oh, they do the full,
100
people dancing at once. All over the, you know what I mean?
Flash mobs.
Yeah, they have a
sweet
elaborate productions.
Yeah.
Oof. How did this happen to me?
Well, it just happened because kids always like cruddy things, man. I used to have to listen to that High School Musical soundtrack all the time.
I bet it's very much like that.
Yeah, it's terrible music that's playing at top volume in your house at all times of the day and night.
Over and over.
The thing is, there is a certain joy in watching your kid be into anything.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the kid cares about that. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
I'd really like it to be something that I,
right,
I think is cool.
Of course.
But it's not. We're not there yet.
When my kids were little and they would be listening to their horrible music at top volume, that's when the iPod Shuffle came out. We just like put a bunch of their horrible songs on that and put them in headphones. So then you'd only get the cuteness of the kids singing along, you know, with the giant pair of headphones mm-hmm. and their little shuffle as they're walking around the house. Like, I can still picture my kid in his diaper singing Kelly Clarkson songs at the top, which is fine.
Oh,
like,
sweet.
At least Kelly Clarkson,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Just so fun. Honey, take the eyes. Like, oh my God.
I don't even know what that was.
That's cute.
Tons of videos of it as they're walking, just walking around the house, singing the song at the top of their lungs.
That is great.
Not knowing that, you know, when you sing with headphones on, it just never sounds good.
Of course. Well,
never does.
So anyway, Vinny, so you went to the drugstore after the piano lesson?
I took her to the drugstore, and I got my colonoscopy prep.
What did that consist of?
You want to hear something funny?
Yes,
so one of my oldest friends wrote me just this morning, of all the things, on Facebook. He's a guy I grew up with. Me and Eric Dye grew up skateboarding together and whatever. I've known him my whole life.
Did he say, hey, I hear you're having a
No, he goes, hey, I love watching you with two kids. I just, my kid just had a kid, so I'm a grandpa.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm the grandpa. It only like cements it, you know? The guy I grew up with, his kid is having kids.
Wow.
He has babies in his life, but they're not his babies.
You know what though? You did it all on your time, man. You got your ass together and now you're doing the things you want to do.
Am I?
Aren't you?
Are you?
Am I?
Yes, you are.
Well, let me put it this way. You did everything you wanted to do before and now you're doing the things you were supposed to do
earlier.
Yes,
that's more like it. Better put. Anyway, yeah, I got the prep. It's all so after we finish here today,
yes,
I'll go home.
When does it start? When do you have to start taking this?
You know, I lost the paper that they gave me, but I believe
good.
I sometime
like 12
this
hours,
like some point this evening, I need or the early evening since mm-hmm. you know the I gotta actually get up at 4. A.M.
To finish
the last prep, because you got to do it 4 hours before your procedure.
Oh, you get to sleep an extra hour tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't care. I got to do this.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, oh my God.
What?
I'm taking over the whole segment.
Take it over.
I don't want to.
We want you to.
I'm talking to my mom and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do the colonoscopy. I think I was outside in the van, you know, at piano lessons waiting.
Minivan.
Thanks, Bryn. Anyway, and she goes, oh, you're getting that done. That's good. That's really good. I'm glad you're doing that. Mm. You know, your grandma died from colon cancer. Mm. And I'm like, no, I didn't know that. Mm. How is it that I know more about our interns or a taxi cab driver from 96 than I know about?
I don't know, then.
I'm like, you'd think you'd tell me that, wouldn't you?
Maybe she hasn't. It just
maybe,
you know,
or she assumed you knew.
Yeah,
I
had both
should.
My grandmas died from colon cancer.
What?
Yeah, so that's why it's, you know, I try to stay on top of that part.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, and you've had your own bouts with diverticulitis and everything else.
Yeah, I'm like, I didn't. Hmm. I guess I got to fill that paperwork out differently when I go back in there, don't I?
Yeah, there's a history
you
in your family.
Them,
Well, yeah. But I didn't know that. Mm. Find out the, you know, oh my God, the day before. Well, I'm glad I'm doing it then.
Yeah. Extra glad. Double glad.
I mean, I'm not glad because this sucks, but yeah.
But it's.
Check it off
your
list,
right.
Dude.
You're a guy who wants to get all the stuff done and check me for everything. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a 1-year-old, Sarah.
Right. You need to be around for that kid.
That kid doesn't even have her top teeth yet.
Right.
And one of
them.
She
got the one.
The one top tooth. It looks ridiculous. It
you
does.
Mean it's perfect. Come
I mean,
on.
It looks ridiculous.
She looks like a jack-o'-lantern. She's it's the right time of year.
It like,
Oh,
man. Anyways.
Is Isla losing teeth yet?
No, she's not, but any second now.
Yeah. Are they wiggling?
Two are coming in behind.
Oh.
Which is what happened to me.
Yeah.
All my teeth got pulled.
So
every one of them.
Maybe she'll do braces.
Oh, well, she's doing braces. Have you seen that kid's overbite?
No.
No.
It's because of that stupid choopy.
What's a choopy?
The little pacifier?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, That's what you guys call it?
Yeah. Both of them had them, and then she didn't. When she finally ripped the choopy, she started doing the.
Oh yeah, you talked about that.
That was her self-soothing thing, the Dur George look, and she. I have pictures, from 3 to like 4.5 or 5 almost. Well, that's a delete.
I don't want any Dur George pictures though. You got to keep a couple of them, you
no,
know,
I don't
for a wedding and everything.
Really, do put, I?
Sure, I keep all the embarrassing pictures. I have a folder. The wedding folder.
You do?
Sure.
Of embarrassing pictures
Absolutely.
Of each of your kids.
Yes.
All right. Well, I don't.
The pictures that they don't want. Little video clips.
That's what you call a power mom right there.
Yeah. The power moms of the Bay Area.
That's what you want at your wedding. You want the goofy photos. And when their first, you know, people come, when they bring their first people home, you have to say, why don't we look at some photos?
That hasn't happened for you yet, has it?
It hasn't. No, neither one of them has had any kind of significant relationship at all.
Or they didn't tell you about it.
Or they didn't tell me about it.
No, but it's not significant if that person never came home to your house.
Right.
Even if you're trying to hide it for a period of time, eventually...
If it's happening,
you're going to see the person they're hanging with.
Right.
Eventually.
Yeah.
And even the person would be like, listen, I'm not picking you up down the street from your house anymore.
Right.
I've had it. I remember.
What are you hiding me for? Like, what's the problem?
My
here?
Girlfriend of 3 years was like, okay, I got to meet your parents. I've had it. And I'm like, what? Why? I don't see him. Why do you need to see him?
Because I do.
Yeah, she did.
Because we're together.
She put her foot down and she said, I need to meet them.
Yeah. What? And your parents are probably like, what? You have a girlfriend? That's
no,
weird.
This was when... This wasn't in high school. In high
no,
school,
I know,
they knew everybody.
I know exactly
right.
who this was.
Well, that's
right.
because we lived apart.
Right.
My parents lived on the other side
sure.
of the country.
But 3 years with this girl, and, you know, your mom was like, you've got a girlfriend? I didn't
All
realize.
Right. Things were weird after I left home and didn't get better until most recently.
Mm. Last... Well, you gave them some grandchildren.
Right.
There you go.
Anyway, how
yes.
are you? Tell me everything.
Nothing. I have nothing to report
oh,
from yesterday.
I
wish that I did. I sewed. I went to the bank. I mean, I just don't know. I don't have
bills.
A lot. Right. I did my bills. I do them every Monday.
Yeah.
You know, I download the information from the bank. I wrote
so
invoices.
You actually go to the do you swim in your money there or what?
I yes, imagine I swim. You, I swim in my money there.
Sarah's
yes.
vault. They pull it open. She jumps
no,
in.
No, I have to deposit my check because they don't. I'm not. On the same setup as you. I don't have
direct
deposit.
It
so
in,
I walk
huh?
it. No, I just walk it to the ATM.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know.
You can't take it.
It's
above.
It's above the limit.
Oh,
limits.
Dear Lord.
It's too big for me
That's
to
such
do
a bummer.
Oh, wow.
What a
I didn't
problem.
Know there was
it's a problem. So I got to
wow.
walk it down to the bank.
Jeez.
You know. Sorry. Sorry about it.
Wow.
It exceeds my daily limit.
Right. Oh, my.
Well, it is a monthly check.
Anyway,
yes.
Good on you.
Yeah. So anyway, so tomorrow while you are out, Johnny Mosley is gonna come in and play the role of Vinny. So that should be fun.
Is that right?
Yeah. So he does a podcast once a week. We'll see if that's improved his on-air quality.
Oh.
You know, just having been for the last year doing his weekly podcast. But he's gonna be joining us tomorrow. Today, 7 o'clock. The Alice in Winterland announcement. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal. I read the names this morning, and I'm personally thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I couldn't be more excited for this show.
Good.
Like, this is going to be it's right up my alley. It's like right up my alley.
I don't know about this.
It's good.
If this feels like stepping on a rake when you make the announcement, I'm
going to
be mad
gonna
at you. Do not oversell this.
I'm not. I'm really excited about it. Like, both artists, I'm like,
there's only two?
Only two. They'd probably add a baby band maybe at some point. But the two main artists, I would say it's even a question who would headline.
Mm.
Like, we had that conversation this morning.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me ask
you
this.
One of them is much more current, and I think that's why that person.
Either
gonna...
of them played an Alice show before?
I'm going to say no.
Mm. I almost think that one of them has.
The more current one?
No, the other one.
Oh, yeah. Well, that person has done like little acoustic things
like
for us.
Lounge.
For sure. Yeah, yeah, like lounge things years ago.
Years.
But has recently had something that came back and was a chart splash.
This
in
is
the last
an older year. Person.
Not as old as I am.
Jewel.
Not nearly. No, it's not Jewel.
Sarah McLachlan.
Good guess though to say Jewel. No, I just think I think Jewel is a solid guess.
I'm on.
I
the
do
right
love
track.
Jewel, but no, she's not. It's not her. So 7 o'clock, only an hour from now, we'll tell you who it is.
Well, I'm
going to
go drink some
info.
Broth. Okay, I'll
yeah,
get back to
listen,
you.
Listen, you got to keep it clear and light.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get things moving along.
Mm-hmm. You can't believe how much I ate yesterday.
Oh, well,
did
like
you really?
The last day of eating.
I could believe it.
I shoved and shoved.
I'd be doing the same damn thing.
Mm-hmm. I know, right?
I'm going to be starved for 2 days. Oh, my God. Tomorrow, your lunch? Well, actually, I guess he's going to be kind of out of it the rest of the day.
No,
isn't
I'll
he?
Be I've... done. I'm doing it at 8 in the morning, so I'll be done.
Yeah, but you're on, they put you on that semi-sedation thing, and you're loopy for a few hours.
Yeah.
Like, usually you go home and sleep for a while.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I would do is go home and sleep.
Yeah, like a dinner.
Like
dinner tomorrow. Tomorrow, you'll be
yeah.
back to normal and wanting to chow, starving to death and wanting to chow.
Right. And 10 pounds lighter.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It'll be great. 10 pounds. Jeez. That's
don't say it if you know, don't say it.
Oh, who do you think it is?
I don't want to say it.
Yeah, don't. Let's not do that.
Yeah, if I say it, what if
guess.
I get it?
Guess
don't
off the air.
Get
let's,
it.
Let's guess off the air. Let's
KLLC, not. KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back, and I'll have heard Vinny's guess by then.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.